little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
Which would take us into, you know, the focused case-based discussion where poor candidates, I mean, if you think about case-based discussion, the decision has already been made, so they can't get out of it. So when somebody brings a case, that's complete, isn't it? The decision's been made. And what you're looking at in a case-based discussion is how people arrived at that decision. And the way to think about it is an inverted pyramid. So the bottom of that pyramid, the pointy bit, is the decision that you've made to admit to hospital or to do whatever, you know. At the very top is, when this patient came in, what options were you considering? If that pyramid is really narrow, that means that the trainee is not able to think of many options. You know, give them antibiotics or send them to hospital. It might be, the good trainee will be, we could use some antibiotics, we could send them to hospital, we could try care at home, bring in the short-term team, we could, do daily visits from such and such, or we could organise support in other ways. That whole decision-making base for that pyramid is a lot bigger. Then what you're doing is actually looking at how somebody came to that decision. So these were the options. So how did you decide which option to take? What factors did you take into account when you made that decision to not send into hospital rather than bringing in, you know, short-term support and stuff? How did you know that was a reasonable decision? And you know, how did the process work its way through to the final decision that you made? And how did you justify that decision, or justify that decision to me? You know, the great thing about case-based discussion is that you've already got the decision in your hands. What you're looking at is how you came to that decision. And the teaching aspect is trying to then say, well, could there have been other ways of managing this? And what are they? So you never thought about short-term support, you know. Let's think about that side of things. If you were doing a focused case-based discussion, say, on community orientation, then that would be the ideal sort of thing to think about. What resources are available locally? How do you access them? How easy is it to access them? How useful is that? What are the implications of you doing that from a point of view of referral management, of costing, of hospital stuff? How do you gauge those sorts of issues? So the difference between an ST1, who is, how am I going to manage somebody with an acute exacerbation of COPD who's just come out of hospital and has a management plan, versus an ST3 who might be expected to know a hell of a lot more about how you can manage it and how they come to those sorts of decisions.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.